Hello, my name is Danny Jackson, and this is Pushing Past Procrastination. To begin, find yourself in a nice, comfortable position. Once you're there, take a nice deep breath in. As you exhale, simply allow your eyes to seal shut and really relax. Just let go of all the day's cares, worries, and concerns. Allow your body to simply relax all the way down. It's as if you could simply send a wave of relaxation all the way down from the top of your head, down past your neck and shoulders, down through your arms, across your body, down through your legs, and right up to the soles of your feet and the tips of your toes. Just relax now and really let go. You see, as you relax, you can simply allow every muscle, every nerve, every fiber of your being to simply release, to relax, to just let go. And imagine that you could simply melt all the tension or pressure, all the worry and apprehension, just that you can melt every stress, relax perfectly and completely. Just imagine it there, so that you could simply feel, detect, you could scan your body and sense all of the tension, pressure, stress of the day, and then at once you could simply begin to relax, to release, to just melt it away. Down, down, way down. At the same time that your body could simply relax, let go of all energy, all tension and tightness, another wonderful thing happens. You see, there's this mind-body connection. And at that exact moment, even right now, you know, your own subconscious mind begins to open, begins to become free from all the normal pressures, constraints, all the normal tensions of the day, fading away from your body. Allow your mind to actually open your mind, to release, to expand your mind, to relax, to allow your mind to become open, calm, peaceful. Even now, this wonderful feeling, a sense of rest, release, as your mind begins to go still, calm, quiet, peaceful, relaxed, tranquil, and perfectly serene. And just really relax now. Deeper and deeper. That's good. It's very good. You know, relaxing wonderfully, deeply, like this, there's just another fantastic thing that you can begin to allow yourself to enjoy. Simply a truth, it's simply a reality, that there is no basement to the level of relaxation that you can allow yourself to simply enjoy. So it's wonderfully relaxing as you're feeling already. I'd like you to simply imagine now. Imagine at the count of three, this feeling could grow 10 times deeper. two, three, and release. 10 times deeper. Let your body and mind completely rest now. Relax now. Deeper and deeper. Now at this wonderful stage, you know, we can actually improve on this quality of relaxation. In fact, what I'd like you to do is at the next count of three, just allow this level of deep release and relaxation to simply grow just twice as deep, twice as calm, relaxed, perfectly at ease as you are right now. Allow it to happen at the count of one, two, three, and really relax. Twice as deep now. Just double the relaxation. So allow that feeling to make its way down through your body. As your mind opens more comfortably, more calmly and peacefully. You may even begin to notice, many people do, sort of a feeling of peace washing over your body, or a sense of balance and harmony. It's very common. Many people feel these things, and you might also, as you simply relax way, way down, and as you really let go, deeper. Now deeper. Continuing to allow yourself this deep release. This amazing feeling. Even now you realize that your subconscious mind, it understands exactly why you've come today. It knows exactly what you're here to do. And it's already working. Modifying old thoughts, beliefs, negative habits and behaviors, those things that have held you back for far too long, simply relaxing them away. It's just that simple. It's just as you relaxed away all the pressure and tension at the same time, you can find that you just let go. You just relax away those old negative habits, thoughts and beliefs. Because the truth of the matter is, they don't serve you anyway. They haven't. Maybe there was a time. Maybe there once was a time when those old habits and thoughts helped you in some way. But even if that were ever true, you know it's no longer true. And so if those thoughts are still there to any degree whatsoever, you simply relax them out now. Banish them away and let them go. As you relax, just release deeper and deeper, even deeper now. It's very good. Now you're here because you've made a decision. You've decided that from this moment forward, you are through with putting things off. You've made a decision. You've made a decision, and it's final. You've made a decision, and you're already seeing it through. By simply having made the other decisions that it took, not simply to get this session, but then to also take the time to settle into a place and begin to allow yourself to listen and accept these changes. The truth of the matter is, you've already accepted these changes. You've already made these changes. You see, from this point forward, you are through with the whole idea, the very notion of allowing things to just slip by, to simply continue on the old path to mediocrity. You don't allow those things to happen. Not anymore. You are now a person of action. It doesn't mean that you don't think things through. But it means that once you've made the decision, you are ready to go. and you won't be putting anything else off. Not anymore. Now, it could be that there is something that's on your mind even right now. Maybe something that you have to do. Could be as easy as just making a phone call, but you've been putting it off. We realize now that whenever we're ready to change anything, action must take place. And so you realize, especially if you're attempting to make great things happen in your life, that greatness doesn't come easy, and it only takes place as you take action, as you make positive improvements and changes. That's why there's so much mediocrity around. See, you understand where the mediocrity comes from, but you're not mediocre. You are a star. You're above average. You are somebody who doesn't settle for simply second best, for just settling for the lower levels, or just being okay with where you are. It's your intention, it's your very desire to continue to improve, to rise above mediocrity. And as you relax and let go, as you sense yourself simply releasing, opening your mind, sinking down, down, way down, you can sense, you can feel all of these changes, improvements have already taken complete and thorough effect on your mind, on your body, your very being. But it's true. In the past, there may have been a time where you could have simply let stuff slide, or you could simply forget about it or put off doing whatever it was. But you realize now, that's what people that are going nowhere do. That's what people who aren't trying to make strides, changes, and improvements in their status and situation, that's what they do. In fact, you would simply feel frustrated. You'd feel pinned down. You'd feel concealed and restrained if you actually had to live like that. Because it doesn't suit you. It's not who you are. You're a person of action. You're a person who wants to see things done, to make things happen, and to see them through. And for you, there's no option for simply waiting and waiting and waiting. It's not who you are. It's true, it may have been something that you've been doing, something that you'd once done, but even if that was true, it was yesterday. Yesterday when you allowed yourself to simply feel still, stagnant, and stale. And even yesterday, when that may have been true for you, to some degree, you realize now that's not a part of who you are, it's not part of your personality. It doesn't fit your character or your character traits. See, if it did, you would have been perfectly content, perfectly happy, settling for mediocrity, settling for whatever life handed you. But that's not who you are. It never was. It never was, never would be. No, you're a star. You're a shooting star. You're somebody who's going places. You can think of it in a whole different direction. You know, another group that is perfectly content, just sitting around, just hanging out together and watching the days go by, are cows. Cows have nothing better to do but to simply live life in the pasture. They're not going anywhere, and they know it. They're happy in the pasture. They're content there. They're comfortable. But then there are other animals. Other animals. Like the rhinoceros. And the rhinoceros could never be contained in something as confined, as restrictive, as tame and placid as a pasture. Rhinos seek the jungle, because the jungle is where the action is. The jungle is where things happen, where they make things happen, where they can charge on anything that catches their interest. Well, that's really more who you are. That's why a pasture would never work for you. Sure, the cows can sit around in the pasture, becoming fat and lazy, stagnant and stale, and they're perfectly content with that. But that's not who you are. Doesn't fit suit your character or your personality. No, you're more like the rhino. You're like more like the charging rhino that fixes his eye on the things he's interested in and then charges forward after it. That's really who you are. You seek the adventure, the excitement of life in the jungle, not the boring platitudes of life in a pasture. As you continue to relax deeper and deeper, as you continue to simply let go, to rest, to release, to relax all the way down, even deeper, you realize more now than ever before the truth of all of these statements. That's why they simply work with you. Even now you can sense, you can feel that all these truths have sealed themselves in to your mind, body, to your being, to your very core, to your core beliefs, where all of your beliefs are generated. It's accepted perfectly, harmoniously, into your very core beliefs because it's always been a part of who you are. See, you are that charging rhinoceros. You're the type of person who likes to take charge. You don't like to simply sit around and become hand-fed and eventually led off to slaughter. That's not who you are. You are somebody who wants to get things done. And so whether it's making a phone call, writing out a letter or an email, whatever it is that you need to do, day by day, you have a mental list of all the things that need to be accomplished that day, and then you charge straight into them. If there are two things that need to be done in a similar time frame, you take the one that's most difficult on first, and you do that for a good reason. Because while you certainly have the capacity to prioritize what's important and when those things are important, you're also the kind of person who takes charge, who takes the biggest problem and charges on that one first. See, you don't have problems. That's something that cows have. Cows have that when it comes time for the slaughter. Cows have that at different times of the year. But you're a rhino. Rhinos take on challenges and they overcome them. They charge on those challenges, and that's what you do. It's simply the way things are. It's the way you're made. It's part of the way you think of all things. And so, of course, you prioritize things. But then as soon as you've made your decision, you charge on those things. You charge on them until you see them through. Sometimes we're talking about longer term goals, not simply what are we going to do today. It's great that every day you're getting things done. You're moving fast. Hot lots and lots of things that need to be accomplished for you to be comfortable, for you to be enjoying where you are. At the end of that day, comfortable, knowing all that you've already accomplished and having an idea of all that you'll take care of tomorrow. Sometimes goals are bigger than just a one-day thing. And sometimes you find out that you have multiple goals. And some are long-term and some are short-term. But as long as every time you take another look at those goals, you can see that you're charging them, that you're getting closer and closer and closer, well, that speaks volumes. That's fulfillment and satisfaction. Resonates, giving you this deep sense of contentment and calm. You see that you're growing closer and closer to your goals day by day. And that's why the idea of simply resting on your laurels, sitting down and collecting dust, watching time, days, and quite frankly, your life pass you by, living in that life of mediocrity. I don't mean you can't be content with where you are, knowing that you're on your way to further things, to better things. Of course you should feel content. You're a rhino. There's nothing bigger in the forest, and you are going places. So of course you have every right to feel content and satisfied. Just recognizing that tomorrow you have further to go. because you have places, you have things on your list, you have an agenda, you have goals, and you won't rest until they're accomplished. Now relax. Now relax. Let go. Simply release down, down, way, way down now, and really relax. Even deeper. And as you relax, you can sense, you can feel even more powerfully now. The complete acceptance of all these truths and suggestions that I've just given to you. And it feels like home. It's so natural, so comfortable. Because it's simply a part of who you are. That's why all of these truths and all of these suggestions are simply accepted perfectly, thoroughly, and completely into your mind, body, and being. And just let go now and really relax deeper and deeper, way, way down, and really let go. That's good. That's good. Now, just a few moments, you know, I'm going to count. I'll count from 1 to 5, and at 5, your eyes will feel open, awake, alert, alive, just feeling fantastic and ready to charge at your day. But before I do that, before I count, there's just a couple more things I'd like to share with you. The first one is simply this. It's true. In just a few minutes we've had to spend together today, you're going to be delighted, elated, amazed, and astonished to see how powerfully, how thoroughly, completely your own powerful, adroit subconscious mind has already accepted, and adopted all of these truths and suggestions deeply and completely down to your core belief system, so that over the course of the next few days, you'll be amazed, astonished to see how powerfully all of these changes are already integrated into everything you do. It's simply the way things are. It's not something you try for. It's not something that you're trying to push for. It's simply compulsion. It's just the way things are now. That from this day forward, from this moment on, all these truths, all these suggestions have been so perfectly accepted into your core subconscious, into your very belief systems. You'll be delighted to see the changes simply taking place day by day. The next thing you'll notice over the course of the next few days, and it's simply the color red. And it's that red, red, red. Whenever you see the color red over the course of the next few days, all these truths and suggestions that I've just given to you, they're going to be reinforced, growing stronger, 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 and more powerful as they've been reinforced over and over over the course of the next few days. Whenever you see the color red, it's that red, red, red. Whenever you see the color red over the course of the next few days, all of these truths and suggestions will be compounded over and over as they're reinforced many times. Whenever you see that color red over the course of the next few days. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At 5, eyes open, feeling awake, alert, amazing, energized, and ready to go. Even as we simply begin now. 1, just feel yourself coming up. Coming closer and closer to the surface, just feeling awake, rejuvenated, and alive. And 2, a nice deep breath in. Just sending a wave of energy moving, dancing across your body, pulsing, vibrating through your body, right through your very being, energizing every muscle, every nerve, every fiber of your being, just feeling awake, alert, vibrant, and alive. At 3, the eyes behind your eyelids have been washed over. They've been bathed in a pool of fresh, crisp, clean, clear water. Just feels so crisp, so clean, so refreshing. At 4, a strong sense of well-being just wraps your body over and over. It's like a nice hot towel. It just feels warm, radiant, secure, and confident through and through. And on the next count, eyes open, feeling awake, alert, excited, and ready to go at 5. I hope you've enjoyed listening to Pushing Past Procrastination as much as I've enjoyed recording it. Now, until the next time, get out there and charge ahead into your day. Enjoy yourself. Until we have the next few minutes where we can spend some time improving yourself, have a great day.